Good morning. Welcome to the Monday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we continue in the devotional journal, or the Serving God devotions for active worship, we started yesterday a week of devotions out of that book focused on serving with a guarded heart. And yesterday's topic was specifically focused on guarding against temptations. Today we're going to look at a little more of how we do that. Today's topic is guarded by truth. Psalmist writes, and he asks, who may ascend the holy hill? I think a valid and good question. Who can dwell in God's presence? I think it's a list of things, and those who have a blameless walk, but he also talks about those who speak truth, that their tongue or their heart is not filled with slander against their neighbor, against the people around them. As I thought about guarding our heart with truth, specifically in the context of serving God, as we serve people, I wonder, how often have you been injured by a broken heart, caused by someone saying untrue things? How often have you been injured by a broken heart caused by lies that you have believed about yourself? Maybe even lies that you've told yourself about yourself. Perhaps lies others have told about you. When we begin to look at how words have such power, it ought to be evident of why guarding our heart with truth is so important. The enemy is described as prowling around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. There are many who have been devoured by the accusations of the enemy. Some are heard internally, and others are heard through the words of people that he uses. Words of blame, words of rejection, words that despise, words that put down, words that belittle, words that push aside. You see, the enemy is good at spreading those kinds of words. And the only real thing that is able to combat those is a heart guarded by truth. To consistently remind ourselves by spending time in God's Word of the truth of who He says we are. Jesus, as he prayed for his disciples, as he prayed for us, asked his Father to sanctify according to truth, that his word is truth. When we live life guarding our heart with God's word, we prepare ourselves to serve more effectively. Are there people in your life that you can think of, if you really try? I know sometimes we don't like to think of those times where we've made wrong choices, where we've allowed advice to steer us in the wrong direction. But how does the lack of truth about the people you serve change your heart towards them? Are there people perhaps that you've chosen not to serve because of what someone has said about them, rather than serving them because what God has said about them? You see, this isn't an element that we're able to apply truth to ourselves and untruth to others. We can, and we do that quite well, but it's not living with integrity when we do so. You see, we are healed by the truth of God's word. We are healed by recognizing the truth of who He says we are, the truth of what He says about us. But it's not just about us. It's about mankind. It's about your neighbor. It's about your loved ones. It's about your enemy. It's about the people that you serve. It's about the people that God wants you to serve, that He's called you to serve, that He's equipped you to serve, to guard your heart with the truth of God's word, to protect yourself. Sometimes those that need our help, those that we've been called upon to serve in some fashion, aren't always eager to accept what God would want to give. Sometimes the accusations come from them. They've been hurt, they've been crushed, they've been injured by others. And we have this tendency at times to use accusations as a defense mechanism. To accuse people, not based on anything they've done, not based on who they are, but based on what others have done before them. And when we recognize that going into any act of service, anything that God would have us to do for others, we guard our heart with the truth that continues to speak truth, continues to love, continues to serve. You read through the Gospels and you encounter Jesus in such a variety of settings. And you would think, with all of the good that He was doing, with all of the might and wonder and power that was being displayed in His life and through His life, that people would be drawn to that, and they were. But not everyone. Jesus had those that, well, would speak harsh words. Many would speak harsh words and words of accusation because they felt threatened by Him. Some would speak harsh words and words of accusation because, well, they had been injured by others that had come before Him claiming to be who He said He was. Some had had others that had attempted to bring wholeness to their life, to bring healing, to bring hope, and had failed. And yet Jesus continued to serve. Always serving in love, always serving with truth. And for some who accused, He would respond in a way that challenged them. But continued to serve. Continued to offer hope and opportunity. Continue to hold out the availability of restoration, of being made whole, not simply physically, but spiritually. And when we guard our heart with truth, we listen to what God says. As we learn to define who we are. It's not that we shut out the sounds of others. It's important to listen to them. It's what we allow to settle in our heart. We learn things from the accusations of others. But when we view them as learning things about them rather than learning things about us, it changes how we respond, or it ought to change how we respond. But too often when we live with an unguarded heart, we believe the accusations about us instead of trying to listen to God and to listen to them. Instead of trying to understand from God's perspective what their accusations are really saying about them. Living with a heart guarded by truth . The old playground saying of childhood that sticks and stones may break our bones, but words may never hurt me is such a lie. More people, I believe more people have been wounded deeply by words than have ever been wounded by sticks or stones or any other physical altercation that may have happened. There are words that still ring in my mind from individuals that had positions of authority over me, positions of leadership, ministry leaders, that I'm constantly having to cover with the truth of God's word. Because the enemy will continually bring those back and says, but that's not what they said. And it's in those moments that I have to live with a heart guarded by the truth of God's word that responds, but this is what God says. And as we live with a heart that's guarded by truth, it not only is meant to guard our heart, to heal our injuries, but a heart guarded by truth ought to filter what we say to others so that we're not the ones that are causing the injury, that are wounding the people around us. That the truth that we speak is God's truth. The truth that we speak about others is what God says about them. As we pray today, I would encourage you to consider those wounds that you still carry with you. Some may be scars. They may have healed over, but the reminders are still present in your life. Some may be fresher than that. May still be the healing process, may still be oozing pain and hurt. But as you pray, consider those times when words have brought injury. and compare those words to God's word, that your heart would be guarded by truth. Consider the time that your words have injured others. Ask God to help you to know how to make things right as much as possible from your side. And as you move forward, make a renewed commitment to guarding your heart with truth. It's out of the overflow of the heart that the mouth speaks, God says. And when our heart is guarded with truth, we're able to speak truth, a truth that comes from God's word. Would you pray with me today? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love for us is so complete, so encompassing, that you desire that we would live with a heart guarded by the truth of your word, that we would continually rest in you, knowing that your love and desire for us is great. You're aware of our shortcomings, you're aware of our sin, you're aware of our faults, and yet you do not accuse. Your desire is that we would be made whole, we would be restored, we would be healed from the injuries that words have been causing in our life. Father, today help us to live with a heart guarded by truth, by your truth. When the enemy accuses us, when the words come from ourselves about us, when they come from others about us, that are accusations, that are deceitful, that bring pain and hurt, may we live and pursue that heart guarded by truth. May we be reminded by your word, by your spirit, that we are who you say we are, not who they say we are, not who the enemy says we are. Father, as we speak words out of our heart, may they come from a heart that's guarded by truth, so that our words are not those that accuse, those that injure, those that bring harm. Father, as I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities, I pray that they would have a heart that is guarded. In a time of growth and experience and learning life, it's so easy to believe what others say about them. And for our children that seem to be constantly under attack by peers that are trying to deflect the attacks that they feel. I pray that their heart would be guarded by the truth of who you say our children are. That the playground bullies, that those that are internally feeling unwanted and unloved and lashing out at everyone else because of it. I pray that you would put in their life individuals that love and care and speak truth. And I pray that our children would speak truth to one another. Truth that comes from your word, truth that values everyone. Truth that desires each person to be in relationship with you through your Son Jesus. To be made whole, to have our sins not simply overlooked, but our sins forgiven and washed away so they no longer control us. Father, as we live with this heart guarded by truth, may we share that truth with others. May we consider the wounds that we've experienced. And may they help us to be stronger, to be more committed to living a guarded life by truth, so that not only are we protected, but that the words that we use would be good and right, would be pure. And Father, as we live this life guarded by truth, may we be very diligent in lifting up Jesus in everything, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.